You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Everybody's saying goodbye to him, the prince and the princess of Wales or whatever. Everyone, they have all these famous people that are saying goodbye, and then they have an interview with Elton. And the question is, Elton, are you going to miss being on the road? And he goes, not one fucking bit. Not one fucking bit. Chrissy and I must be included in this. So we're just sharing that, Ellie, because we're not doing this altruistically. We want free booze. So whatever party you're giving, we want free booze.
Exactly.
That's all we care about.
We're really good at parties.
We might be a little older than you, Natalie, but we bring a lot of experience and drugs. So everything's going to be great.
I pray that you take this normal penis and breathe on it and make it horribly erect. Like the Rock of Gibraltar, Laura. And then please stop this burning bush inside my penis. On fire, God.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. And best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. For your money back, go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. After a couple of false starts, much like my love life, here I am.
We made it.
Against all odds, as Phil Collins would say.
That's right.
Did you get a chance to watch the final Elton John performance on Disney Plus?
I did not yet.
So, for those of you that don't know, on Sunday, whatever Sunday it was, Elton John performed, quote-unquote, his last live performance. What right. I actually think is the end of the tour, the last tour that he will do.
Yes.
This tour's been going on for 4 years.
And it's still been going on.
Yeah, it's been going on forever. And he still has another year and a half of this tour left. This is the last U.S. performance. So Disney Plus put it on live at 11 o'clock on Sunday night so everyone could watch it. I thought it was
fun.
Well done. I watched some of it, and then I caught up with other parts of it recorded. And I'll tell you what, man, I love him, hate him, like his music, don't like his music. The guy can fucking perform.
I mean, he is a true rock star,
are you that kidding guy. Me? Dude, he put on a show, and the guy's 75 years old.
Oh, yeah.
He's
been doing it a long time.
He's a part-time resident here in Atlanta, and if you've lived
That's
here
right.
long enough, it's likely you have seen him somewhere.
And heard the stories.
Of the parties. He's got like a double penthouse. He bought the penthouse of a very esteemed building down on Peachtree Road, the actual Peachtree Street.
Yes.
And then he bought the penthouse below it and like knocked the stairs on. But he is a notoriously like artistic human being, I guess is the best way to say that, right? He's very persnickety. I heard a story one time, and whether or not this is true, I don't know. And if Elton or Elton's camp happens to be listening to this, I'm sorry if this is not true. I had a friend of one of my mother's worked in a retail outlet here in Atlanta, like a Brooks Brothers type place.
Okay.
And she was a salesperson. Mm-hmm. And Elton came in and right at the end of the shift with his entourage.
Team.
Yes. And he was looking for a tie. And Elton took his hand and just started going down the tie rack and throwing the ties on the floor and said, I'll take these.
He literally,
yeah, he just like walked in and swiped ties off the rack and just said, I'll take these. Yeah. Now, this could be one of those, you know, urban myths that runs around town. But I heard it from the actual lady who said she was in there in the store. He's very artistic, I guess is the best way to say it.
He's very artistic and he does what he wants.
Obviously flamboyant.
He is what he is.
Hot wads, what the hot wads? And he's done a lot for music.
Yeah.
He's done a lot
charities.
How many times have you had a moment in life where the Elton John song is playing in the background? I mean, Elton John has so many hits.
It could be a soundtrack to different moments in your life. Of course,
Tiny
there's the
Dancer.
Famous. Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, Almost Famous.
Yeah, there's Almost Famous.
Yeah.
Then he sang that song at Lady Di's funeral.
Oh, yeah.
You know, candle in the wind.
Yeah.
Never knowing where to go to when the time comes in. Oh, whatever he said.
Benny and the Jets.
Love that. Saturday night's so right.
Alligator Rock. Crocodile Rock.
Crocodile Rock. He's just done so much. For, you know, you got to appreciate the, like, there's very few of those true legends are left, and he's one of them. Elton John
absolutely
has made music that is such forever. So I'm watching, like, the, before the concert, they do this whole 30-minute thing, right? Everybody's saying goodbye to him, the prince and the princess of Wales or whatever. They're everyone. They have all these famous people that are saying goodbye, and then they have an interview with Elton. And the question is, Elton, are you going to miss being on the road? And he goes, not one fucking bit. Not one fucking bit. I've been doing it since I was 17. Yeah. I don't care anymore.
He's done.
Yeah, he's like, my whole, all I wanted to do was make my mark. And I've had so many crowds applaud for me and so much admiration for the music that I've created. He's like, I'm all full up. Like, my cup is full. Yeah. I just want to hang out and be with my family. He's got two young kids.
He does.
Yeah, and a very good-looking husband. And, you know, the guy's living the life.
He really is. Yeah, I love it.
And so that good brings up, like, the other point.
Best is, to you, Elton.
Best to you, Elton. I do say that. And the other thing that he's done a lot for the LGBTQ community.
Oh, tons.
He's raised over $600 million for HIV and AIDS research. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, not only is he an artistic type, extremely flamboyant, probably one of the best musicians that ever lived, certainly has had more hits than most people, you know, than 10 other rock bands put together.
Right.
And then he's done so much for inclusion and for the family, which brings me to my next point. And I thought this was apropos that, you know, this was like on the heels of this shooting over the weekend that happened at this place, Club Q, in Colorado Springs,
sad.
Colorado, which is just so sad in so many ways. And the main way that it's sad, well, not besides the lives that were lost, but the main way that this is sad to me is that we still, as a society, there's a small group of human beings that still don't accept that people should be allowed to love whomever they love in whichever way they want to love them.
Exactly.
Who feckin' cares who someone is sleeping with and whether or not they like, whether or not they have a dick or a vagina or something else. What does it matter? Why are we so upset about this still today? Why are we continually grouping ourselves in these little tiny pods, pointing the finger in the other direction, and then in some cases taking it to the so extreme that you feel like you have to squash a life because you don't agree with somebody else's lifestyle? If you don't agree, that's fine. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't have it.
Don't try to change somebody else.
I happen to think that all these people who protest so much are probably repressed themselves. How can you be so angry at somebody else who's just trying to live the way that they want to live?
Right.
Makes no feckin' sense. What's feckin' sense, as Elton John says, whatsoever. What is amazing about this whole thing is that it didn't turn more tragic because of a perfectly straight man, his wife, a drag queen, and their daughter that brought them all to this show.
Yeah, so it was like a birthday party.
Yeah, this fucking hero that just, like, he's a former military guy. Mm-hmm. He's really struggling with PTSD. He says he doesn't get out of the house a lot because he doesn't see the world the same way. He's always afraid the next attack is coming. And God bless him, because the next attack came when he was there. And he was like, I just went into action mode. I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, I was reading that story. I mean,
unbelievable.
What incredible.
Richard Fierro is his name. So he gets up. He's there with his daughter. His daughter's friend is one of the drag queens, one of the performers. And he's in the question is, you know, oh, is this your, do you go to drag shows often? He's like, no, this is my first time, but I don't fucking care. Good for these kids.
Yeah, exactly.
He said in the article, this is why I fought for this country, so that these kids could do what they want to do and love who they want to love and be who they want to be. He's like, it doesn't fucking matter to me what they're doing as long as they're happy.
Yeah.
The guy starts shooting, and this guy does not run. He pulls his friend down to the floor, and he goes towards him, and he beats him senseless with his own gun. And you know what? God bless you, Richard Fierro. Fucking A right. We need more Richard Fierros and less whatever the other guy's name is. I don't even want to mention his name here because I just don't think that it's even worth crediting.
No.
That's exactly what he wants, is the attention and all of this hatred to be spewed out at this community. And they're not a community. They're other human beings. And it makes zero sense to me, and I know Chrissy agrees with me about this, that we are still, in the year 2022, still worried about who someone else sleeps with. It is asinine. Asinine.
Yeah, live your own life.
Do your own thing.
Yeah.
Rev down.
Rev down.
Rev down, everybody, as Chrissy said.
Rev down.
I know Kat hasn't quite caught on yet, like, you know, like some of the other slogans out there, like One Life or, you know, Protect the Blue or whatever it is. But it's going to. Chrissy and I are here at the forefront, revving down with
everybody. Yes, everybody just rev down.
It's just crazy. this gives me a perfect segue into a good news story about our friends.
I love good news
stories. Our other fellow humans that love who they want to love.
Yes.
Remember we told the story about Natalie?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so for those of you that didn't hear this episode, here's Natalie. Natalie has a best friend that she's been hanging out with, doing everything with for like 5 or 6 years, since they were kids, right? For a long time. And the friend, after many years of not saying anything, one night professed his love for Natalie. They are pansexual, so they love who they want to love based on the personality. It has nothing to do with anything else, right? It's, Natalie identifies as pansexual.
Just personality.
Yep, and personality. That's it. Mm-hmm. So she shuts down. She like says, nope, I'm too scared about this. I don't want to lose the friendship. I'm worried about rejection. The whole nine yards. Anything like anybody who goes through a relationship.
Yeah, taking the leap.
So Natalie writes in to tell Chrissy and I that as the podcast was playing, she listens to the episode. She hears us giving her the horrible advice. She takes the opposite of that horrible advice, and she's listening out in the car, and she decides while listening to the podcast, I'm going to go say something to him right now. I'm going to go profess my love back to him.
Okay. I love that she made the jump.
She made the jump. She made the leap, and they are now together. This happened just like 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's like, isn't this amazing?
Best to you guys, Natalie.
Is this our first commercial break relationship?
It might be.
It is our we want all the updates. We want Christmas cards, and we want an invite to
the big party.
Yeah, to the party, to whatever it is. Yes. Chrissy and I must be included in this. So we're just sharing that, Natalie, because we're not doing this altruistically. We want free booze. So whatever party you're giving, we want free booze.
Exactly.
That's all we care about.
We're really good at parties.
We're really good at parties. We might be a little older than you, Natalie, but we bring a lot of experience and drugs. So everything's going to be great. Chrissy's going to fly over to make a stop at Colorado. I'm going to call D.
We're going to do a stop by too at the Martins.
That's right. We're going to stop by the Martins. We're going to roll in 10 deep with ecstasy, dibbity dabs, smiggity smacks, finger dips, holy blowies. We're going to, Rochambeau, as my friends used to call it. We used to have this word for Coke. It was Rochambeau. So we were all working at the restaurant, in the bar, and the bartender was like the bartender, old grizzled bartender who knew everybody and everybody who sold blow and all this other stuff, right? And we'd all just run through the restaurant. This is like a fine dining restaurant. And you'd hear from the other side of the, Rochambeau! And I'd be like, Rochambeau! People would be eating their steaks and be like, Rochambeau. I'd be like, Rochambeau, brothers. So just know, Natalie, when we're rolling 10 deep. And I don't mean people, I mean types of narcotics you and your friends can use.
I love it.
Speaking of our fantastic listeners who continue to call in and write in and ask for our advice, I have been getting a couple of messages lately from Africa. And I wanted you to know
really?
That. Yeah, there's some listeners out on other continents, and they're listening to us and sharing with us how great the story is. Had a guy named Ian that wrote in from South Africa. I had Stephanie wrote in from Kampala, which is in Uganda. Nice. And she is a nurse, a 23-year-old nurse. And there's a 20-year-old student. She has a boyfriend, right?
Okay.
She has a boyfriend. She likes him. He's attractive, but he's not a great conversationalist.
Mm.
However, there's a 20-year-old that's working as a nursing student that is all this and more. He's like all this in a cup of coffee, right? He's a good-looking guy. She catches the feels every time she sees him, and she doesn't know whether or not she should pursue him. And I say, hell yeah, you should pursue him.
YOLO.
Probably tell your boyfriend first.
Yeah. Yeah, you only live once. YOLO. And also, definitely break up with the boyfriend first.
Definitely break up with
like
the boyfriend
to pursue
first.
Him.
Yeah, I've told this.
I'm not
a cheating kind of person either. Mm-mm. It's always going to come back around to you some way, shape, or form. And we've all been cheated on, or we've all been the cheater. I'm not trying to be like, throw stones in a glass house. I mean, I did date a girl for like a year while she had a boyfriend. So I'm not going to throw stones in a glass house. But it just might be the nice thing to do. If you're not interested, listen, if a guy can't hold a conversation, what the fuck are you doing with him anyway? You know, looks only get you so far. I've dated some really attractive human beings, but they are...
I've been in that boat too.
Thick as a brick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just can't do it.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, after the sex, what is
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Yeah. And the licks only last so long.
I find that if you don't have anything going on upstairs, it's likely you have anything going on downstairs either. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is this true for you too?
Yes.
Like, I've dated some lug nuts, some really attractive people who you could shake their head and hear it rattle, right?
Yeah.
And they're not good in bed. Why are they not good in bed? Because you can shake their head and hear it rattle. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Right.
You remember the turkey girl? She'd make turkey. It's apropos now that it's Thanksgiving. She made these turkey noises when she got on top of me. She always wanted to be on top of me. And every time she'd get on top of me, she'd start this. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Are you having a seizure? What is going on?
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
It was so bad, Chrissy. I swear to God. I swear to God this happened. In like the three or four times that we slept together, I was so I laughed the first time because
yeah,
I thought she was making a joke. And she's like, what's so funny? And I'm like, that you're getting into it. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm getting it. And by the fourth time, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can't do this. First of all, she was a horrible conversationalist. No, there was nothing else going on besides that bedroom. And then in the bedroom, she was gobbling like a turkey.
Yeah.
And so I just decided, well, listen, I only have so much life to live. Like, I can't be with someone I don't enjoy their company.
Right.
It's just not a great look. So here's the thing, Stephanie, from Kampala, and thank you very much. All my Ugandan listeners, thank you very much. Here's the thing. Don't waste your life on someone you're really not that interested in. I know you're young and you got time, but at the end of the day, you know, there's only so much life to live, Chrissy. We can't go around talking to a wall.
I completely agree.
Yeah, yeah. I say go for it. If this 20-year-old is giving you the feel. Now, I got to tell you something about 20-year-old men.
Right.
They're like 14-year-old men. They're like 6 years behind on maturity. So, and this is a scientific fact that men's brains do not stop that part that has reasoning and logic and all that. It does not stop growing until about 36 years old. We are way far behind on the evolution scale compared to women. Of course it does. It really does. Yeah. I didn't actually start turning into an actual human being until 36 years old. And then I was running around saying things like, the hormones with the hormones. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Oh.
I'm a whole space for that.
Well, you found Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle.
That's right. I'm in present here in the moment. Hey, Brian, I hate you. I'm a present. I'm here for that.
I'm holding space.
I'm holding space for that.
I'm holding space for you.
I'm holding space for your feelings. Be careful when you lose the ego out the front door. It doesn't come in the back. All of which I truly believe, but I just sound like an asshole saying it for about 5 years.
We were both really into that. I was reading a lot of that
I'm
stuff,
so
too.
Into it still. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I do, too.
There's nothing more than I like than like a good jog down by the park with Eckhart Tolle talking to me. Yeah. As soon as I turn it off, I'm back to asshole commercial break prime. I'm equanimous for like an hour a week, and then I just turn it off. But I figure if I'm equanimous 1 hour a week, I'm doing better than 99. Yeah, I'm doing better than 99% of the people that won't sit on the same fucking side of the sidewalk. Jesus Christ. Stay on your side of the sidewalk. Why you got to make me move? I don't understand it.
What all do we have in that treaty again?
Oh, we've got the Great Walkway Treaty, and I just think there's something about breathing on other people, and oh, there's the Great Airplane Treaty.
Right.
Yeah, waiting on the airplane.
And no bare feet.
No bare feet. No bare feet. Listen, if you're on a long-haul flight, and this is a big thing now on Instagram, everyone's sending pictures of people with their feet out on a plane. If you're putting your feet on someone else's chair, or if you're putting your feet on like the back of the headrest, or you're putting your bare feet on armrest where someone on the next flight might have to endure your fucking
disgusting.
Stink. It's disgusting. However,
it really is.
If you are a clean human being and you're on a 9-hour flight and your feet are swelling because you're 58,000 feet in the air and you want to take your shoes off and keep your feet under the seat in front of you like a normal human being, I can understand that. You know,
wear comfortable freaking Uggs.
Wear something comfortable.
Yeah, just wear comfortable
All
stuff.
Decor is out the door.
Nobody cares what you look like.
When I flew to LA, there was a lady with one ass cheek just hanging out. Yeah. I swear to God, she had one ass cheek hanging out. These girls in their little tiny little shorts where it just rides up their butt crack. There's no decorum on an airplane anymore. Let's keep the feet inside the shoe unless you have clean socks on or you're in first class where they give you slippers. Yes. Otherwise, let's just not bother with the feet, could we? And then while we're at it, if you're a big guy or girl and, you know, you take up a little extra room, Let's put our hands in front of us. Let's not take up all the armrest and then half of somebody else's chair. That happened to me a couple flights ago, too.
Yeah.
It's a big boy and two big boys, actually. And I know I'm in trouble. I never get, like, sat next to, like, some petite, hot, you know, smoking hot girl. I'm always next to some jackhole.
The universe works yeah. oh, there in was a the dude. Way.
He was, like, snorting the whole time. Like,
oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God, that's disgusting. And I thought about putting a mask on, but, you know, I didn't want to be rude and all that. But I'm like, dude, it's COVID. Can you stop that just for a second? You know what I'm saying? Just, like, be a little bit polite. So the great airway there's the great airline treaty, the great walkway treaty. I think we have something about breathing.
Well, wait, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Something about breathing louder or something like that. We're just trying to make the world a better place.
Yes.
And while we're at it. I'm saying knock down all the walls regarding who people love. Who fucking cares? The great it doesn't matter
who you want treaty.
Holding space for who you love treaty of 2022. Fucking cares. It's so stupid.
Yes.
But back to Stephanie, because this is what we do, go off for 5 minutes and then get back to the point. I say go for it, but be careful about 20-year-old men. 20-year-old men generally. They
it depends on what she's looking for.
They're not maybe fully cooked.
Maybe she's looking for a kind of a, fun, casual.
Yeah. If you're looking for fun and casual, 20-year-old's right up your alley. If you're looking for like mature, steady, you know, just like this, a perfect gentleman, they are few and far between. And so just be careful about that. But I also say thank you for your service because nurses are angels. And
there's no doubt
about that. Speaking of love and relationships, I have an exciting update for you, Chrissy.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
You know what time it is. It's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And I'll keep it short because you already know. 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383 is how you get a hold of us directly. It's not a spam text message line. You can send us your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas all through text message to 855-TCB-8383. If you're brave, leave a voicemail. We want to know about your favorite moment from season number 3. That's all of 2022. Any episode, any clip, any moment, text us. Please let us know. We've got a special surprise between season 3 and season 4, and we want you involved. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button. You can also send us a message there, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video. Better yet, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch full episodes in a whole new light. Watching the video version will give you extra tickles right in your pickles. One more tiny little favor, if you are ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes, or go to the website that we mention on those advertisements so that the sponsors know we're doing a wonderful job. Let's listen to a word from those wonderful financial sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. All right, everybody, I gotta let you know about our wonderful sponsors, Lululemon. Last week, I stopped by the Lululemon store to get myself a pair of joggers. You think Lululemon is just for yoga pants? You are wrong, just like I was. Lululemon can accommodate almost any piece of your wardrobe, and they do it in style and in comfort. It's the most cozy, the most comfortable, the most flattering, active and casual wear you will ever purchase. And now, Lululemon is a sponsor of The Commercial Break, so go to Lululemon.com this holiday season. Their website has hundreds of different styles for men and for women. Jackets, slacks, hoodies, sweatshirts, socks, underwear, and yes, activewear. It's all available at Lululemon.com. Guys, don't be shy. I swear, these are the most comfortable pants I have ever worn. I'm saying it again. Never did I picture myself a Lululemon kind of guy, and now I'm sold for life. Chrissy got a jacket. She's in love with it. Astrid's ordered some apparel for after the baby comes, and now I am eyeing some slacks for Christmas. So go to Lululemon.com. Get comfortable, get cozy, get Lululemon this holiday season for anyone who needs a little comfort in their life. Lululemon.com, and we want to thank Lululemon for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Hey, Chrissy, it's me, Carl. And I'm back.
What's up, Carl?
Carl Lentz is back.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Carl Lentz
popped
up.
Like, for real? For real? In real life?
5 years. IRL. After 4 or 5 years of being underground, Carl Lentz is back in real life. He posted on his Instagram for the first time in a long time.
Does he still have the Victory V?
He's actually got long hair now.
Oh.
So he's trying to look like Jesus Christ himself, okay. I think. But he's got long hair, and he's got these kids and his wife, and they all look great. And they're posing.
They're back together?
She never left him.
Oh,
she decided to stay with him. I think they might have separated for a little bit. Carl Lentz is a famous preacher that was like preaching to the likes of Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber and Harrison Ford or whoever. He started this very popular non-denominational Christian church, and he was going all around the world like a fucking rock star, selling out venues, making VIP tickets and VIP sections. And besides the booze, it was just like a concert, right? And
yeah.
When he showed up, people went fucking bananas. He was a bona fide young preacher celebrity. Only problem was he was also bonerfying all of the people that he was preaching to. He couldn't keep his dick in his pants. And there were lots of text messages.
There's lots of Carl to go around.
There's lots of Carl to go around. And so Carl's been a part of our show since we first did that story probably 9 months ago at this point.
Yeah.
Because we just thought it was too funny because he had some voicemails and we heard them and they would sound a little bit like this.
Hey, girl, what's up? It's me, Carl. I was here getting ready to preach at the big show tonight over there in Madison Square Garden, and I just realized I got a full dick. Can't preach on a full dick. You mind sending me some tit pics? For the Lord, girl. Victory V for the Lord, or for your vagina. You know what I'm saying, girl. Send that on over. And then don't worry about it. I'll take care of your rent next month. Okay, love you.
What he's doing is misappropriating funds to pay for his luscious girlfriends that he had all across New York. So here's why I bring this up. It would kind of be a non-start. Like he sent a picture out and he said, and the wife did too.
I'm back.
We're doing great. We're better than ever. Glad we decided to stick this out. You know, everyone's going to question. The wife was saying, everyone's going to question my reasoning, but you'd have to be here to know it. We all walk through fire. Okay. So I get it. Like I actually understand what they said, right? Then I'm just doing a little light YouTubing, you know? And for me, light YouTubing means 6 to 7 hours of digging into something.
Right.
There are these other young preachers out there, like YouTube preachers, that are saying that Carl Lentz is part of the reason why the Christian church is being overcome by the devil.
Oh.
And why they say that is because when Carl was very popular, he went on the Oprah show, he went on The View, I think he was on Dr. Phil. I mean, the guy was everywhere, right? He was really very famous.
He was.
In certain circles.
Yep.
And what Carl would say, and I didn't realize this until I started doing this research, is that Carl was actually pretty fucking liberal with his social values. People would ask him, so what do you think about abortion? He says, well, that's something we got to minister on an individual basis by basis. He's like, you know, it's not necessarily my word. Like, I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not God, right? And there are certain situations where, you know, while I may not believe in it, it's not for me to make that call. What about gays in church, right? Who am I to say who's going to love who? It's not my business, right? That's between someone else and God.
Yeah.
He was really pretty fucking understanding, actually.
He was. I think that was the, you know, the magnetic.
The hubaloo about his whole thing, right? Non-denominational Christian churches, like very liberal, socially liberal churches. And so I can't disagree with the guy, actually. Yeah. I was kind of like this. But that led, so now all of these hellfire damnation, you know, Christians, that's all right. Let's just leave it at that. Christians who got very loud mouths. I put an ES at the end of Malthus. He's got these very loud mouths, and they're very opinionated. This one guy says, you cannot change what the Bible says. It doesn't matter what year it is. It's always the same. Stone the gate. Whatever, right? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm like, holy fucking shit. You're the reason why Christianity sucks. So this led me, I go, let me take a listen to one of Carl's actual sermons.
Okay.
Moment by moment. And let me see what all the big deal is about, right? However, once I started listening to his sermon, knowing what I know now about Carl, it's really hard to take it seriously. And so I would like to, if it's okay with you.
Yes.
Do you want to hear, we never got into this, but I would like to hear a little bit of Carl.
Okay.
Just like being actually Carl. Doing his thing. Yeah. So without further ado, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Here is an actual Carl Lentz sermon. Let's listen to it with all seriousness, guys. Don't start making fun of this guy.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Wait, that's not him. That's that's Frankie B.
He's another kind of preacher.
Frankie just popped into the... Yeah, he's another kind of preacher. We'll get to him later. You got yours coming.
Come on, somebody.
Did he say come on, somebody? I think he's been coming on a lot of people. This is previous to the big hubaloo, the big scandal that went on.
Anybody grateful?
I've said the word hubaloo 6 times this episode. You got to stop me. Say no more, bro.
Before our God, come on. We're going to pray. Who's got faith for those bucks today? All right.
Who's got faith for those tits today, huh? We're going to pray that my dick gets wet. What am I saying?
It's an absolute honor to be here. I love your church. I love your pastors. It'd be cool if we...
I love Cindy there in the front row. She does anal.
Oh, my God.
She's the up-the-buck girl. Never marry the up-the-buck girl. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Just took a second and just let them know that we love them and we're grateful for Pastor Tony and Casey. It's been cool. I've heard of y'all's church for a while, and it was cool to be able to come and be able to.
And it wasn't until I met Cindy on Facebook that I actually decided to make the journey. I want to thank all the other pastors for showing me the strip clubs around town.
I keep expecting him to like bust out and like back streets back. All right.
Yeah, he's like a. I don't know what he's wearing. He's wearing like a Michael Jackson jacket, isn't he? Yes. It's like a black patent leather jacket.
Hang out, and you're so fun to be around. Very funny. It's rare to find other pastors that can laugh at anything. So
it's rare to find other pastors having sex with their constituents. This is the kind of church I like, you know what I'm saying? It's like an orgy with a little sermon mixed in the middle.
Wow, it's just cool. I believe the best days of your church are ahead of you, and absolutely honored to be here. And I'm going to pray today that that God does something special, because that's what He can do in a church setting like this. And so, if your heart is open and your
vagina is open, your mouth is open,
we're going to go there.
But some great things are going to happen. Trust me. Ask Cindy. Cindy, how you feeling?
For who he is, I believe we can have a really cool 3 hours together.
And, 3 hours?
Yeah, I'm studying Tantra. I've been studying Tantra, girl. You know, when it comes to the Lord, I can go all night. Jesus went 30 days, 40 days, 40 nights in the desert.
It's awesome to be in God's favorite state. Without question, which is Florida. And
what?
Love you dearly. And so from Hillsong, New York City, my wife and my...
Wait, I think I said that wrong.
God's favorite state is Florida?
God's favorite state used to be Florida. Never mind, not even going to go there. All right, girl.
Children, holding it down today. We love you. Thanks for inspiring us. It is cool to have people line up around the building, but it's cooler to have your own building. And you have seven. So, ha-ha.
It's cool to have your own building. I just sold one. I got to get some cash to a young lady. Speaking of children, I've got a couple extras. And I'd like to say hello to little Ron Jeek Jr. and little Carl Jr. and Carl Jr. Jr. Thank you for keeping my secrets. I appreciate it. Speaking of buildings, I need a little place for Carl Jr. to hide out for a couple months. God, just hit me up afterwards. You know my cell phone number.
Came here and got immediately inspired just driving around the city and seeing what God's done with y'all. And I'm going home full of faith. And I'm going to pray right now that God has his way. And I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what's going on in your world, but I do know this. God's going to change somebody's life today.
Am I just like picking up on a couple of hints of, you know, like they do the wine tasting and they're like, oh, there's a little note of floral and I get a little sheep shit in there. Am I picking up a little scent of bullshit here? Like Carl forgot to prepare for this particular
That's
sermon?
What I was thinking too. I mean, he's just up there
God's
like.
God's favorite state. Yeah, yeah. I was driving around seeing what God did for y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Carl's all that prepared for this one.
No.
And if you came in a season where it's just been heavy. You know, I woke up this morning thinking of y'all, praying. And if you came in and you're in a heavy season right now and you cannot wait for those.
I can guarantee the first thing Carl did not wake up to was prayer for people he might or might not see in a couple of hours. Yeah. He woke up to morning head and orange juice from room service at the St. Regis.
Right.
Clouds to break. I believe that God's going to light up a path for you today to be able to build your own faith. Who is that? Who's in one of those seasons?
Who is that? Who needs a little extra love after services? Just go ahead, pass your name forward in the pass basket.
Yes.
I call
number.
It the ass basket. Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
Can we pray together? Father, I thank you that you're here in this atmosphere, Lord. It's already heavy with your presence, and I thank you that we're not gathering to be more religious. We didn't come to play religious church games, Lord. That doesn't help anybody.
It doesn't help anybody to stick to that don't sleep with someone else's wife.
No.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not here to get extra religious, God. We want to get less religious, if you know what I mean. I want you to tear down those walls between married and not married. I want you to tear down those walls between I just should be with one person for my entire life. Because Carl's here to tell you guys, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Be open.
Cindy, how you feeling down there? You getting ready for round two, girl? 3 hours up here, 3 hours in there. You know what I'm saying, girl? All right, victory be.
Aim to be in the presence of the living God. And Lord, I pray you take these ordinary, average words and you breathe on them, Lord, because we need to leave here different than we walked in. Don't let us do tomorrow.
I pray that you take this normal penis and breathe on it and make it horribly erect. Like the Rock of Gibraltar, Lord. And then please stop this burning bush inside my penis. It's on fire, God. Either stop the fire or spit out some more commandments. I'm really having a problem. Lord, I think Cindy had the fire in her crotch.
Like we've done before, Lord, I pray you give fresh vision where it's needed. Lord, if there are sick bodies in the room, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. If there's anybody who's discouraged, Lord, I pray you'd lift the head of the weary today and remind them.
There's anybody that's discouraged. No, we're all feeling great, Carl.
This is lift the head.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But it's not that I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. So
right.
Sometimes all of this is just gets a little, it's like a little much for me, you know? And now listening to Carl, knowing what I know about Carl, everything
right.
is funny. Yeah. It's like,
exactly.
He was like sleeping with other women while he was running around, you know, demanding that people get him coffee and using, you know, interns to do his laundry and all this other stuff.
Personal trainers,
indeed. He was literally using Justin Bieber to get ass.
Yes, he was.
You know, yeah. Of the two, he's actually the better looking one. So when you're better looking than Justin Bieber and you're hanging out with Justin Bieber, you're like Pete Davidson. I mean, you're on fire.
It's another level.
It is.
You are moving. Even when we can't see it, if we can't feel it, Lord, we can trust you. And I pray that you would free people today. We speak south.
Girl, if you can't feel it or can't see it, then I'm not doing it right, girl. So I just wanted to come over, let you feel it, let you see, yeah. see it. It's the Holy Spirit moving through you, girl. I want to wake up tomorrow morning and let the Holy Spirit run right through you. Let's do it again, girl. What's your mom's phone number? I want to call her and talk to her about some things. You got a sister? Do you have any cousins?
Carl.
And we lift up the only name that changes, Jesus. That's you. We give you praise ahead of time. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, give them some praise if you got reason to.
You hear the audience is kind of like, they're underwhelmed by what they're hearing. They're like, wait, I waited for 4 hours in line to hear this.
I know.
I hear this at my dinner table. What's so exciting about this?
What an awesome morning. Do you like who you're standing next to?
Because I'd be happy to take them. If you don't, just let me know, girl. Who's unhappy with their partner right now? Just raise your hand. Go in the back. They're going to bring you to the VIP room for a special, extra special anointed blessing later on. I don't want to share all the secrets, but just know this. You're going to get double blessed by the Lord.
Are you standing next to somebody that can sing? Who's standing next to somebody who apparently thinks they can sing, but nobody has spoke the truth? Okay. Give somebody a quick hug and
back streets, back.
Take your seat.
Okay. If you're standing next to somebody who thought they could sing, this is all going to hell in a handbasket. Actually, now that I'm watching this for the second time, I'm realizing just how unprepared Carl is to speak to these people.
Yeah.
This is what he did.
He's freewheeling.
He just freewheeled it.
Quick. Phenomenal worship. Powerful. Can you give your worship team a huge hand? I don't know where they went, but they are.
We thank the lighting crew while I get my thoughts together.
What am I going to say? What am I going to say?
Who likes coffee? let's bless the coffee. Let's bless the baristas who made the coffee. You know, those baristas, they're troubled people. What is he talking about?
I don't nothing.
Well, he's got 3 hours to kill.
Yeah.
3 hours.
If this is how it's starting off.
Yeah. You know how much I struggle to get through 1 hour of the commercial break? He's doing three. I forgot my iPhone charger, Lord. He's picked up his iPad and he's trying to turn it on. He's so ill-prepared.
And a huge shout out to every volunteer that makes this church what it is. Can we just give, I don't know if they're all going to be in here, but...
Where else are they? Where are they?
Yeah, where else would they go?
The main event is on stage right now.
I'd like to thank all the sound people for
people
making my microphone.
Here,
I don't know if they're
going
to be here right now, but thank you, Lord. I'd like to thank yourselves. Give yourself a round of applause. I don't know if y'all here right now, but if you are. I know I'm not here. I didn't prepare very much. I'm a little hungover. I was hanging out with the Biebs last night.
My little notes out. Just watched my son lose a playoff game via FaceTime. So I'm going to preach angry. And Chris, you're going to ride it out with me again? Thank you, brother. Can y'all give Chris a hand? He's a legend.
Let's give Chris a hand. I don't even know who Chris is. I just met Chris. Is your name Chris? It's not? Oh, shit, man. I'm sorry. What's your name? Evans? Did you say Evans? Everybody give a big hand to Evans. Is Evans here? Did Evans show up?
Everybody, give a shout out to everybody.
Give a shout out to everybody. I got to kill some time here, guys. Yeah. I got like another 86 minutes to go.
Yeah, our church is awesome. It's filled with, broken people that really are not into religion, but they're into Jesus changing their life. And I will say, if you are new to this church, you're watching online, come and check out the Bishop of the House in person. This is his pulpit.
Give him a hand.
He's a phenomenal.
Yeah, let's give him a hand, too, while I get a charger for my iPad. Where I can Google stuff while we talk. I can check my face. Let's give a shout out to Facebook for all those updates they're giving me right now. Thank you. I just want to give a warm shout out to all the broken Instagram models out there. I'm looking out for you. I'm hearting you. Double tap, girl.
Leader and speaker. And if you are new or visiting, just know this church is a safe place. You don't have to believe to belong here. You just got to show up as you are. And we believe that in time, you're going to see what all this weirdness is about. We do know that
it's mainly about my dick.
Weird, but I always tell non-Christians, you're mad weird too, okay? So don't judge us too quickly. We just have a different weird. Our weird has a reason. But I'm going to preach to you, and I got a message on my heart. I was asking your pastor, you know, what have y'all been doing? What's the flow? What's God been doing? And he told me he just finished speaking about the supernatural. And I was like, awesome.
Sweet. I talk about Marvel movies all day long. Let's give a shout out. Let's give a
shout out to Disney.
Let's give a shout out to Captain America. Is he here today? I don't know if he's
Evans.
Here today.
Chris. Yeah.
Chris Captain Evans. Chris. Yeah. He's so handsome. Let's give a shout out to how handsome he is.
Because I've had a message on my heart for a long time that I've been preaching when I'm allowed to, because it's one of those messages. Not every church wants some things to be preached. But the moment I saw your pastor and that, you know, Holy Spirit.
I knew I could talk about my dick. How I've been dicking down a lot of you girls out there. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being that kind of church that allows me to dick down all my constituents.
Smile that he has. I thought this is going to be an awesome Sunday, because I feel like what God's doing, this church, churches like ours, churches like, you know, in the city that are doing the same thing. There is a
let's give a shout out to
other churches.
Let's give a shout out to other churches. I don't know if they're there, but let's give a shout out to other churches.
Yeah. Talking. That's it.
Let's give a shout out to the cocaine dealer. It was a little bit late, but I'm going to take a break here in a few minutes and get right. I promise I'll make sense of this when it all comes down to it.
Move of God happening. And I don't want to miss it. So feel free to shout me down. Old Pentecostal, whatever you got. You can wave a flag. You can stand up. You can throw a... I was
what
at
if
a church
somebody
one
just
time.
Threw a snake on it?
Yeah. Here you go, asshole. Thanks for sleeping with my wife. Tangle with these rattlers.
Whatever you got, what just give it to me.
What if Huckleberry just walks in with like a fire lobster or whatever? You want to talk about supernatural? Deal with this.
Yeah, the fire lobster. Yeah. The monster.
The fire lobster. The lobster that was caught in the box. Yeah. That's for sleeping with my daughter.
That was Huckleberry number 7.
Huckleberry number 7, yeah. That's why they keep dying. Carl has them snuffed.
And I was preaching, and this woman just walked right up. She was, you know, a little bit older, and she walked right up, and she just looked at me, and she just threw some money down.
I thought you was going to say steak.
No. Will you dick me down? I've heard the good word of Christ through my friends. Can you dick me down?
You're so funny.
Here's a $10,000 donation.
And she said, it means you're doing good. Keep preaching. And she walked away. I said, yes, ma'am. So I've kind of seen it all.
She didn't even wait for the box
to
go around.
What's that? She just threw some change. Let me tell you a story about Brian and throwing money. I was at a strip club once here in Atlanta. Me and my friend had a long day of partying. A long day. Same guy I went to the Further Fest with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We always planned on saving our drugs for another time, but we always ended up using them immediately. We're like, oh, Saturday's going to be fun. Let's get a couple bags of this and a couple bags of that. And then we didn't even make it till Friday. We were strung out. Feeling like shit. And so we decided on this come down that we'd go to a strip club, and we had enough money for about 2 beers apiece, right? Like dollar drafts or whatever it was. So we pay the $5 to get in the cover charge. We pay the couple dollars to get a couple of drafts, and we're sitting at the bar. And behind us, if you turn around on the bar stools, there was a small, skinny, long stage with a couple of poles on it, right? And then there were bar stools around that. Well, the club was kind of empty. It was probably like a Tuesday night or something.
Because it was probably lunch.
Yeah, it was probably. Probably 9:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. And there wasn't anybody in there except for me and my friend and a couple of other stragglers and bouncers, right? And girls. So there's like 4 girls on stages, but there's one girl jumps up onto the stage behind us. We turn around and we're just staring, strung out, way high, nothing going on in our brains whatsoever. And the tits aren't even registering. Like there's nothing getting through this fog. I'm just fucked up. And all of a sudden, I hear her yelling above the loud music. Are y'all gonna just sit there? Are you gonna give me some fucking money? It costs money to stare like that. To which my friend decided he reached in his pocket and a handful of change and he threw it at her.
Oh, no.
And before I could say the word stop,
yeah.
He was on the ground with a bouncer's knee in his back. I bet. And I was being pulled from my chair by the collarbone by someone else. You got to be careful when you throw money on stage.
Carl will take it.
Yeah, Carl will take it. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. That was a rude awakening, being thrown back out on the street at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, I bet. It was your late night. Everybody else's morning.
That's right. We had a rough come down.
Church, when people are actually excited to be there. So remind your face. Remind your soul. I've called this message, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Look at somebody and say, I'm getting better.
I'm getting better. I can hold her up against the wall for like 30, 40 seconds at a time now. I'm getting better, girls. I got it. I got it. I'm no longer a two pump chump. I'm getting up to like 6 or 7. I call this, I'm getting better.
That phrase for me has become more than a phrase. It's become a dedication. Because if you are a Christian, you are immediately aware that you do not have it all together. But God is faithful and he's putting you together day in and day out. Even if you don't.
Oh, I bet he's putting you together.
Yeah.
I bet that's going day in and day out as he's pounding his fist into his hand. Carl's just a character. I don't know. Something about me makes me like him. I kind of like him. I'm like, I like you, Carl. Yeah.
Feel like it, even if nobody recognizes it, even if you feel like you're the same old you, you are not, because God is working in your life. You're getting better. I don't know anybody.
He's
getting riled up. He found something that works. After 10 minutes of thanking everybody that wasn't there, he made up something in his head. I know people like this. I am a person like this. What am I talking about?
Well, I love that he said a few minutes ago, too, like, I'm going to talk about the supernatural. And then he's like,
yeah.
Then I'm going to call this I'm getting better.
He's like an episode of the commercial break.
I know. Yeah. He's jumped around.
He jumped around.
It wakes up and says, I don't want to get better. Unless people are headed to Florida for spring break. Those people have consciously decided we're getting worse.
Because I had tickets to Fort Lauderdale right after I got out of here, girls, and I'm going to go preach on the Lord. I got something on my heart. I gotta get off. It's hard to preach on a full dick, girl.
But by and large, I think all of us, humanity, we want to get better. We want our marriages to get better. We want our relationship with Jesus to get better.
Wow, this is the most... This is the most non-direct, obsequious preacher I have ever heard in my entire life. He's making nonsense whatsoever.
But he looks good doing it.
But he looks great doing it. Chrissy, what are you talking about?
I'm the best that ever lived, girl. Hey, Chrissy, I'm going to stop by your house later, knock on the door, leave you some cash, and then if you could just send me a few of those Victory V pictures you were talking about. You know what I'm talking about, girl.
Oh, I do.
On the Lord, yep.
Yes, I do, Carl.
Sprinkle some holy water on yourself and then...
Rub it.
I want you to go take a holy water shower and then send me some pictures of you glistening in the shower. That's for the Lord. I'm getting better.
Just getting better.
I'm trying to get better, girl.
I'm getting better.
Trying to get better on a full dick, you know what I'm saying? I gotta let the poison out.
Oh my God.
All right, well, you know.
Carl.
I don't know, Carl. Carl, though, I got to say this about Carl. For all his downfalls, and we are all human, we all have them. God knows I do,
We're getting
too.
Better,
But I'm the host of the commercial break. I'm not trying to save anybody's life spiritually. We're all getting better. Yeah. But for all of his foils and foibles, I will say that I've seen now some of his messaging on some of these television shows he was on. Seems all right with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Go for it. Carl's back, and I'm happy to see that him and his wife have worked it all out.
Yes.
I wonder what happened to the mistress and all that jazz. The mistresses and all that jazz. I guess they're just,
they got paid off.
The mistresses in these situations never end up, like, besides Jessica Hahn, never end up being a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, Stormy Daniels is not like a, it's a household name, but not for all the right reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it never ends up well for them. And they didn't do anything but sleep with somebody. Willingly.
Yeah, exactly.
Hashtag make Carl's mistress famous.
I think he had multiple ones.
Hashtag donations for Carl's mistresses. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. Hit the contact us button. Send us your comments, questions, content ideas, and concerns all to the website or 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. From anywhere around the world, we'll pick up the charges. It's toll-free. Text us. Leave us a voicemail. And please, do us a favor. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and check out our YouTube channel. Those videos add a whole different layer of hilarity. Like I've said a million times, I'll say it again. Probably more funny than we are. Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
Best to you. I mean, I love you.
I love you,
and
Brian.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say we do say we must say. Bye.